This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations. We move to another part of the Eurasian map, the world island. Kazakhstan. It remains fog of war as to who the attackers were in Almaty, who led the assault on the police, led to more than 200 deaths, thousands have been detained, and the burning of City Hall. We still don't have identities. We do know, however, the leaders of the neighboring countries are alarmed. How so? The report is that the president, the general secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, Xi Jinping, campaigning for his third successive term, made communication, a phone call, a link. He communicated with Vladimir Putin, requesting that if Putin is to resolve the Ukraine crisis, please wait until after the Beijing Olympics. At the same time, we're told by an article in the China Daily, which is an English language version approved by the Chinese Communist Party, that the Kazakhstan turmoil of these last weeks suggests a color revolution is underway, and that would explain the alarm in Beijing, so alarmed that the authorities and the Chinese Communist Party offered troops to the president of Kazakhstan, Tokayev. They were not accepted. The Russians flew troops in, and we're told the Russian troops have left. So, Professor, I'm keen on your understanding of Kazakhstan from Beijing's view and from Moscow's view. Is this a color revolution? And does that color revolution rock Beijing?
Well, this phrase, color revolution, I think has to be understood correctly, but I would say that it applies, which is, means that in this very large and wealthy and potentially productive country, everything is being monopolized by a dictatorial and kleptocratic elite, and that the mass of people want to have a country of which they can feel that they are truly citizens, in the sense that the word citizen came into being in the French Revolution. It was an incredible transformation. And what the sense among the French people of who they were when they were no longer subjects. I think a lot of people don't recognize is that precisely the same conditions, or very close to the same conditions, exist in both Russia and China, which is to say that the vast mass of people have profited relatively little or not at all from the changes in China, in Russia, the disintegration of communism. Things have improved a bit in Russia, but Putin has, he's pumped all the gas. He's siphoned all the gas out of the tank. He's enriching a small group of his criminal colleagues. In China, there is the same kind of instinctive distrust of the government and lack of any identification with the government as belonging to you as a citizen. So they're all vulnerable. This is bound to happen. Sooner or later, these criminal governments, I think, are going to be out. Now, in the case of Kazakhstan, you have something that is even more pronounced, which is that Turkish ethnicity, which was a very powerful force until the 19th century, and Islam, particularly the Sufi form of Islam, and the Naqshbandiya order in particular, are reappearing where they have always been in Central Asian history as the organizing principles. So not only is there a risk from the point of view of Russia and China that the governmental system will become more open and tolerant, there's also a risk that a whole new form of power, which is orientated more toward Turkish and Islamic values, will appear there. And both Russia and China have spent an awful lot of time and effort in trying to control their Muslims. Chinese have decided that they have to kill them all. So I think that the fear of color revolution is absolutely justified.
And Beijing, do they have tools that they're not using? They've suppressed, repressed, damaged, badly hurt the Uyghurs of Xinjiang. But I'm told that the borders are fluid, that the Kazakhs have the ability to reach into Xinjiang, and Xinjiang has the ability to reach into Kazakhstan, and the families are all mixed up, and all of it is one great big non-transparent geography. So does Kazakhstan's yearning for something better than being a servant of the apparatchiks, does that go right to Beijing? Is Beijing feeling that vulnerable at this moment? After all, we're reminded that Beijing is about to attack Taiwan, and it has a growing navy. You understand, these seem to be not the same nation.
Well, it's big, but the thing to remember is that the Chinese have most unwisely expanded too far to the west, so that their western border consists, starting from the north, of Tibet, then of East Turkestan or East Kazakhstan. It's the other half of the country that is today Kazakhstan, and then Pakistan. And the two of those are Muslim, and the other is Tibetan Buddhist and has got nothing to do with the Chinese. But the Xinjiang or East Turkestan is immense. I mean, it's a million square miles. It's a third of China. And given what they have decided to create as an empire for themselves, any vulnerability of the border is terrifying. Now, in the old days, the Soviets made darn sure that there was no activity. You couldn't go to Kazakhstan. You certainly couldn't go to Kyrgyzstan or Bishkek under the old Soviet Union. Now, there must be all kinds of movement back and forth. And I have reason to believe that the Turks they've already founded a university, at least one university out there. The Turks are involved. And the western border of China is going to start to crumble. And the Chinese are absolutely scared witless about this because it's such a huge piece of territory. Previous Chinese dynasties, notably the Ming, which was the last real Chinese, really that is ethnically Chinese dynasty, did not expand that far to the west because they understood that that took them into territory that they could not control culturally. China is up to her ears in territories that she can't control culturally. And now it turns out that the developments in Kazakhstan suggest that there may be a rather robust, say, a guerrilla movement or something coming at her from the West.
Professor H.J. Mackinder, international relations, commenting on the two unsolved puzzles of the world island right now, Kazakhstan and Ukraine. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.